we are doing Tarayag Mitzvot, and we had been discussing the responsibility of giving back a loan, and now we're reading Sheyafrish Ma'asro. When a person takes off his tip, he's going to give a tenth tzedakah. Yomar Yishatzei, Hareini Muchan Umzuman Lafrish Ma'aser Me'Mamoni. I'm prepared to take off a tenth of my money. Now, this concept of taking off a tenth of one's money to give to tzedakah, so it's unclear whether it's biblical, it's rabbinic, it's a custom. So the Bach, the Ba'is Chadosh, he is one of the commentaries on the tour, and he held that taking off a tenth of one's possessions to give tzedakah, that is a fulfillment of a biblical commandment. Others disagree with that. And that seems to be the halacha, like the others, that's not biblical. So therefore it's better that one says, I'm taking off a tenth, as our sages instituted, and our sages aligned it with the biblical mitzvah that says we should take off a tenth to give to the poor. The verse says, at the conclusion of 3 years, take off a tenth of your grains. So we have on tradition that on the third year of Shemitah and the sixth year of Shemitah, we take off a tenth for the poor. Vasmachu, and our sages also aligned this concept that a person should take a tenth of his money and give to the poor, a tenth of his profits. They aligned it with the verse that says, Ve'iten lo ma'asam mikol, that Avram gave a tenth to Malkitzedek, who was a Kohen, so to speak. He was a priest to God. And the verse says that Yaakov Avinu also said, V'chol asher titeni aser asrenu lach, everything you give me, I'll give you a tenth. And when I'm preparing this tent, I'm preparing to give it to tzedakah. So bichlalai shgam mitzvot tzedakah kedele'el, and included in this are the mitzvot of tzedakah, as we mentioned earlier. So I'm fulfilling the mitzvot of tzedakah. Yeah.
So does that also come with like taxes? Because for example, in Germany, when I work, I paid like 40% taxes, which at least 10% of like the whole I earn, at least 10%.
I don't know.
Well, or is this my net income?
I don't know. I have to check. It's a good question. Yeah. So we're finishing in a minute. So when one has a servant that's serving him, so here he goes into a discussion. We have a biblical commandment not to work our brethren, that we're not supposed to treat a Jew, even if he's a servant by us, we're not supposed to treat him lowly, not supposed to give him worthless work. Tell him, just sit here in the sun, just dig a pit for me and you don't need it. So you're not supposed to treat him in a way that's going to make him work pointless work. So that's a biblical prohibition. There are many commandments with regard to how we're supposed to treat a servant, and it's prohibited to hit a servant. And if someone's working for us for wages, so also we're not supposed to make him work pointless work. But there, being that he's being paid for his time, he doesn't care. You talk to a lot of people, they don't mind working pointless work for hours as long as they're getting paid by the hour. So with paid wages, when a person is being paid for his time, still midat chasidut, not to make him work pointless work. When one sees his friend do a sin, so then we have a biblical commandment to tell him to rebuke him, and that's a biblical commandment of ochech tochiach, and we have a biblical commandment not to so to speak sweet talk things, not to do chanifa. And at the same time, we have to think of the proper way how to rebuke a person. We said that here in the Machon Meir, this isn't so relevant. If you see something, talk to one of the rabbis. Let them figure out if it's proper to mention it to the person or not, where he's holding, etc. But in general, there is a mitzvah. We see something wrong by someone, to figure out a nice way of telling him that things really should be different. You're not supposed to, let's say, God puts his tefillin and they're sitting on the side. You have to figure out a way of telling him how tefillin are supposed to be put on properly. But the Gemara says this is a very big challenge, figuring out how to tell the person things in a way that won't be offensive. And in doing this, we have to prepare ourselves to perform the biblical mitzvah not to shame someone. So the Torah tells us on one hand we're prohibited from shaming him. On the other hand, we are prohibited from turning a blind eye. And that's what the Torah says, Lo tisa alav chet. Don't you carry his sin. In other words, don't you be aware of his sin and turn a blind eye. So we have to, it's a very hard balance, and a person should really consult with someone prior to giving rebuke, because it's a very, very tough mitzvah, and very often it won't be applicable simply because it is so difficult.